Today, Dr. Herbert Bailey continues with Understanding Honor.
I've seen people try to walk in authority who are not under authority. Those become very abusive people. Because unless you are submitted to authority, you will abuse authority. Because you don't want nobody abusing their authority over you. And when you understand authority, you'll treat people the way you want to be treated. Not the way you should have been treated, the way you would have wanted to be treated. I do things for people that were never done to me, but I wish they were. I honor people in a way that I wish people honored me. Not because it's been done or not, because I know that's how it should be. Even financially, within a week of each other. Around Bishop Jakes, so when I greet him, and both of them, when I greet him, hug him, kiss him on the cheek or something, and put a check in the hand, $1,000 check. A week or so later, I'm around Pastor Dollar. Hey, man, how you doing? Good seeing you. And I get him and put a $1,000 check in his hand. Now, you don't have to do $1,000. That's where I'm at. For me to put a $100 check in his hand would not be honoring at the level God blessed me. Come on now. See, it's about how God bless you. Okay? And so I have folks do that. My spiritual sons don't do that. I mean, you know, they're on the average, $50, maybe $100 level. But it's coming, glory to God. Because you start where you are. You show yourself faithful and God increases you. But this man, he understood authority. Everybody say, I got to understand authority. That verse in the New Living Translation, Matthew 8:9, it says, I know this because I'm under authority of my superior officers. I have authority over my soldiers. It's good. Because I'm under authority, I have authority. You cannot have authority unless you're under authority. He says, so I only need to say go when they go. I come when they come. And if they say to my slaves, do this, they do it. So you have to first acknowledge a high authority. That's what honor looks like. Whenever you hear, you know, I've seen people, they would take other people's material and quote it like it's theirs. Just because they don't want to honor authority. That's called plagiarism or Melanieism. Don't even worry about it. I just want to see if y'all even at least watch the news or something. Yeah. Person could have said, you know, they could have took a quote and said, you know, a great first lady once said, but if you don't want to honor authority, you steal people's stuff and act like it's yours. Oh, man. Pastor Mark, do I need to stay there? Can I help y'all? Jesus, help me, Lord Jesus. Some of y'all need to stop trying to duplicate Pastor Marshall. Pastor Marshall wasn't even trying to be Pastor Marshall. The authority she walked in and influence she had, God did this thing. Lord, I'm going to lose some members. Holy Ghost, don't make me say this. I'm going to lose some members. No, the Lord just told me, those members don't come on time anyway. Hallelujah. Thank you for revelation. How are you trying to be a life coach and you won't sit under coaching? Everybody trying to be my life coach and your life is jacked up. See what Pastor Marshall do is swatter. God did this thing. We strategize this stuff. This is all God. What you ought to get from that is that if I do what God tells me to do, not try to duplicate somebody else and hijack somebody else's anointing and put in your book, God will bless me and increase me. You got to acknowledge authority. It's all right for your first lady and co-pastor to be at a level that you're not at. It'll always give you some place to aspire to. It'll always give you a standard to keep walking towards. That was from the Lord. Tell him. I'm just a mailman. Secondly, Honor looks like a position of humility. A position of humility. When the person said to me that time, hey, I'm a man just like you a man. You put your pants on one leg at a time, I put my pants on one leg at a time. When the person said that to me, that shows me there's no position of humility there. Okay? Now, and watch it. And at that time, it's not up to me to try to correct them. Because that got to, God got to do that. That got to come from internal. To take a position of humility towards a higher authority. Jesus had a position of humility before his Father. Philippians 2, 5 through 9, we know it. He says, let this mind be in you. That was also in Christ Jesus. That mind means think like this. Have this type of attitude. Because Jesus, even though he was in the form of God, he was God with skin on. He thought it not robbery to be equal with God. He could have made himself equal with God and walked around and say, I'm God. He called himself the Son of Man. Verse 7, he made himself of what? No reputation. Jesus would do things, walk in his authority, and then tell him, don't tell anybody, just healed you. Jesus didn't go around handing out business cards. Jesus did not make a Facebook page. Talking about come to my meeting, show you where I'm going to be at. He didn't have to do that. In his case, he said he made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a what? Of a servant. And was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, put himself under another's authority. He humbled him. Everybody say, humble yourself. Got to say that. See, if circumstances have to humble you, and if somebody else has to humble you, that's not humility, that's humiliation. You want to humble yourself so you don't have to be humiliated. Oh man, this good stuff right here. If you humble yourself, the internal work, a voluntary work, you won't have to be humiliated, which is an external, involuntary work. I told y'all about this fired. Trying to come up with a good word. Released. involuntarily separated from my employment. But when I got fired, 1997, that launched me into full-time ministry, and thank God I did. But I said, Lord, why does it have to go down like this? I don't care what you say. I ain't trying to make nobody feel bad. Being fired is humiliating. You know, man, I don't care, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, God got me. You humiliate. Nobody wants to be fired. That's why folks get fired. You fired. I quit. That's going to be my story because it's humiliating. I quit. Okay? And so I said, Lord, why'd it go down like that? And the Lord told me, will you open up that door? I said, Lord, how open that door? He said, through pride. He said, oh, you thought you were somebody because you got this job. Oh, you wore this thing like a badge of honor. Oh, yes, you did. And the Lord showed me. If I met somebody in the mall, I would say, well, what are you doing? Now, I was a pastor. I'd always start the church. Well, how you doing? What you doing? Well, what do you do? Oh, well, I work down here. Yeah, I'm the manager over there at Staples. Oh, really? Well, I'm the manager at Sigma. Now, I'm a pastor. See, I wore that promotion. Well, yeah, my been with the company for several years, and they transferred me here. You know what I'm saying? Or not? Chose me above all the others. I wore that like a badge of honor. Pride. Pride cometh before a fall. A haughty spirit comes before destruction. And the Lord told me, you wore that job like a badge of honor, so I had to humble you, which another way caused you to be humiliated. The Bible says he led them through the wilderness for 40 years that he may humble them and cause them to know man does not live by bread alone, but by every word. But in the New Testament, we see God instructing us to do it voluntarily. In James, he says, humble yourself before the almighty hand of God, that in due season he may bring you up. Humble yourself. Internal, voluntary, so it don't have to be external, involuntary. You'll understand that. So Jesus humbled himself and became obedient. Everybody say became obedient. I like this. I like what it said, because there was a struggle at first. We know there was a struggle in the garden. Look, Papa, let this cup pass. He became obedient. I mean, his flesh didn't want to do it. But he knows, in order for me to be submitted to my Father, sometimes I got to do things I don't want to do, because it ain't about my will when you're under authority. It's about his will. Oh, Lord Jesus. He became obedient to death, even the death of the cross. Therefore, because he humbled himself, because he became obedient, God has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Anyone in the kingdom of God who God has promoted, I didn't say promoted themselves, anybody in the kingdom of God who God has promoted and put them in higher levels of prosperity, higher levels of authority, higher levels of influence, if you hear their stories, they all got stories of humbling themselves. There is no promotion in the kingdom of God without humility. And I didn't say nobody in positions without humility. I said there's promotion, no promotion. And sometimes you don't know if time that tells. Whether God put them there or they put themselves there. Because if you put yourself there, oh, yourself will bring you down. I can show you in the scriptures. Never forget, my wife and I laying in the bed, April 27th, 1996. The day before we're getting ready to have our first morning service for this ministry. The Lord told me to open my Bible, I believe in 1 Chronicles. And he said to me, and he showed me when Solomon dedicated the temple. The word of the Lord to Solomon. He said, I've hallowed this house. My eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. If you walk in my ways. But if you walk not in my ways, he said, then I will bring this house low. He said that the people shall say, why has the Lord done this to this place? He said the people will hiss when they walk by. And other people said, man, I remember him when Pastor Bailey looked like he had it going on. Man, I remember when Pastor Bailey was on television on radio. Man, I remember when Right Direction you bring had one of the greatest kind. I remember when Right Direction would bring people here from all around. Lord said to me, made real quick. He said, before you get started, no, this ain't about you, it's about me. Before you get started, no. Then he took me to, I had written a song many years ago. It may be too old for you. Maybe I can put some new music to it now. But it was a song based upon 100th psalm in my choir singing back in the day. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord all ye land. Okay? Then it says, we are his people, the sheep of. The Lord said, don't you ever get that twisted. I know all you pastors got members. And apostles got churches and bishops got churches. But the Lord said, don't you ever forget, we are his people, the sheep of his pasture. These are not your people. Oh, Lord spoke real clear. Said, these are my people. And God said, and if you abuse my people, I will judge you. I'm so glad I learned that stuff before I had my first service. God talked to me, and I never forgot. Because when you get in pride, you abuse people. Getting pride, so I don't need none of y'all. Yes, you do. I don't care all y'all need. That's pride. Proverbs 29:23. Honor, position of humility. A man's pride will bring him low. Proverbs 29:23. A man's pride will bring him what? How low can you go? Can you go down low? We're going to see how low you can go. Keep walking all that pride and smelling yourself. We'll find out how low you can go. Man, pride shall bring him low, but honor shall uphold the humble in spirit. Oh, that's so good. Pride is going to bring you low, but humility will sustain you. That's why whenever I hear people talk real pride, I say, oh, Jesus, I know what the Bible says. When I heard the preacher say to me, you know the reason why my church is growing because I'm real smart. I said, oh, Jesus. Oh, Lord, you ain't that smart. Nobody can do this thing except God be with them. This requires the grace of God. We were listening to one of Bishop Jake's podcasts a couple weeks ago, and he said, I pulled up here last Sunday. He said, and people were still lined up to get in this place. He said, I've been in preaching in this same pulpit for 20 years, and people still lined up for 20 years. He said, that ain't me. That's the grace of God. You got choices where you can go. When you got influence with people, that's God's grace. I don't care how much money somebody has. I don't care how they dress, how they look. You need to acknowledge it's God that gives you influence with those people. Whether your singing ability, whether your playing ability, whether your preaching ability, whether you think you're so fine. Mother Betty used to always say, some of y'all think you're so pretty. Say, the Lord can have you. She used to say, the Lord can make you have your stroke and twist your finger right up. She used to say that all the time. Boy, that gets you thinking, don't you? Wake up, mama. Face all twisted with your cute self. Gotta go walk around like they looked in the country we was in with just your eyes showing and the face all covered. Ain't got nothing to do with you being a Muslim. Got you do with having a twisted face from being in pride about your looks. Somebody said, I rebuked that. I just... Matthew 23:12. Whosoever shall exalt himself, so you can't exalt yourself. Do you see that? Can I tell you something? Be careful. I mean, I know we're in the social media age and all that, and we got to know how to market yourself. I mean, it's part of how you do business today. But be careful about exalting yourself too quickly. My son Tyler asked me a few months ago. He said, "Dad," he said, "Well, what you think about me getting a billboard?" I said, "Son, it may be too soon to get a billboard." I said, "A billboard can bring you more business than you're ready for right now." I said, and then you may not be able to handle it. And now, even though you were confident, you're not confident at this level. Oh, come on now. So I'm trying to help somebody because you exalted yourself too quick. Something just got weighed on God. Wait on God. He knows how to prepare you internally so you can deal with everything that will come at you externally. Somebody said, I'm just waiting on God. Just waiting on God. Some of y'all have thought maybe why you ain't married now? Maybe God trying to get you to be nice. Maybe the Lord trying to teach you how to be sweet. I ain't doing nothing for nobody. I don't even iron my own clothes. You ain't ready to be married. I don't wash my own laundry. No, just wait. God, you ain't ready. You ain't ready. Father, I'm saying we eat McDonald's every night. No, you ain't ready. Yes, let God work on your bed. Thirdly, I have to end with this one. Position looks like a posture of submission. Everybody say a posture. This is not a physical posture. It really has to do with kind of what scripture, let this mind be in you. This attitude. I could tell my sons, I say, now watch out for these girls that are always doing the head and the neck thing with the fingers. I said, when you see that, that's not a posture of submission. My daughter-in-law, Brianna, she said, we were having dinner with the nurses. We were in Atlanta a couple weeks ago, and she said, co-worker, who they cool, so they can talk. You know, some people can talk. Happens to be white. He said to her, he said, well, what's some stereotypes that y'all have about white people? So she told him a couple of things. Say, y'all always get mono. Because y'all kiss anybody. He said, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. That was one of them. We were cracking up. And so they switched up, said, what's one of the stereotype. One reputation, you know, y'all have about black people, particularly black women. And a white gentleman said, he said, y'all will go to 0 to 100 like that. He said, and you're always doing this neck thing. Watch this. She said, when she responded, he said, see, you're doing it right now. I could tell my sons, I said, when you see this woman yelling at you, getting in your face and all that, I said, that's not a posture of submission. Now, a woman does not have to be submitted to somebody, not her husband. But brothers, you need to know what the posture looks like. You understand? Whether they will get in a position when you want them to get in a position. You got to know what the posture looks like. I told y'all, before we got married, I had my own apartment, and Pastor Marcia come over, and she used to come over to my apartment. Mother Bailey, boy, Lord, Mother Bailey. My mother used to call my house, and Marcia would answer the phone. We was engaged. And my baby said, Lord Jesus, I just be so glad y'all get married. I just be so glad y'all get married. But anyway, I remember asking Marcia to cook for me before we was married. And I asked her, she said, no. She said, after we get married, I'll do all that. I'll have no problem. She said, I just want to let you know. I'll have no problem doing any of that. But I'm not doing that now. We ain't playing. I ain't playing wife. Some of y'all ain't mad because you've been playing too long. And he's seriously playing with you. Okay? And so what I saw there, I saw a posture of submission. I saw a posture that she's willing to serve me. I saw a posture that she was willing to operate in my life as a wife and as a helper and as a support. Everybody say, you can see a posture. Because a posture is attitude. A posture is behavior. Let me finish this here. 1 Chronicles 12:18. These men came to David to make him king. It said, then the spirit came upon Amasa. 1 Chronicles 12:18. Amasa, who was chief of the captains, said, thine are we, David, and on thy side, thou son of David. Peace be unto you. Peace be unto your helpers, for thy God helpeth thee. David, we see God's anointing on your life. Then David received them and made them captains of the band. They came to him with a posture of submission, and he received them. He put them in leadership. Y'all heard me talk about this little boy kept, you know, before children's church. Some people think children, you know, too good to go to children's church or can't go to church, whatever. Anyway, little boy in church, and he kept standing up on the pew. So the mother said, sit down. So he sat down. She stood back up. She said, sit down. You know, my mother used to look at me from the choir stand. When I was a little boy, okay, I'd be sitting out, you know, about 10th row back. She said, watch it. She'd bring me in church and sit me next to another adult with one of her friends or something. That's how we did that back in the day. Kids didn't sit by themselves. And I'd be carrying on and do something, and my mother would look at me from the choir stand, you know. And I knew, straighten up and fly right. Yes, sir. But she sat the boy a third time. Little boy sat him. He looked at mom. He said, I'm sitting on the outside, but I'm standing up on the inside. The boy did have a posture. Some of y'all sitting there on the outside, but you standing up on the inside. That's that posture of humility. Hebrews 13:17, obey them that have the rule over you. That means who obey the. Watch this. The Bible does not say you who have the rule make them obey you. That's not what it says. Voluntary. Obey them that have the rule over you and submit who? Submit yourself. It's not up to the person in authority when you operate in honor to make you submit.
In today's society, we have lost a sense of respect and honor. Even our highest office of government can be disrespected. Honor should not be a term of high moral regard, but rather demonstrated when it is earned. Dr. Herbert Bailey calls us back to honor in this poignant 6-part series. Order today for your love gift of $30 or more. Just call 1-877-798-LIFE or go online to write direction.info. Ask for Understanding Honor. If you are in our area, come join us at one of our three locations. In Columbia, South Carolina, Sunday morning worship is at 7:30 a.m. and 10:30 a.m. Wednesday Bible study is at 12 noon and 7 p.m. Friday women's Bible study is at 12 noon. Our worship center is located at 3506 Broad River Road in Columbia. In Orangeburg, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Trey and Katie Brave for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 990 Willington Drive in Orangeburg. In Florence, South Carolina, join us with campus pastors Dwayne and Denise White for Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. and Tuesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m. We're located at 1507 King Avenue in Florence. Please email your testimonies to praisereport@rightdirection.info or letters can be mailed to P.O. Box 21672, Columbia, South Carolina 29221. Please consider partnering with us or send a one-time financial gift. For more information, visit our website at rightdirection.info or call us toll-free at 877-798-5433. Right Direction Ministries, empowering people and changing generations.